bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Anna Jones, and in today's programme, we're going to be talking about comedy. BBC Learning English reporter Claire Mace recently spoke to stand-up comedian Shappi Khorsandi to ask for some tips on how to make people laugh. A stand-up comedian is someone who stands up on stage in front of an audience and tells jokes and funny stories to make them laugh. Shappi is Iranian and comes from London. Claire asked her what qualities you need as an individual to become a stand-up comedian. As you listen, try to note down what qualities Shappi describes.
You need to have a very thick skin. You need to have a lot of confidence. You need to be able to take rejection well. And by well, I mean you need to have a kind of madness about you, that even when you don't do well on stage, even when the audience boo you, you must have a need to get back on a stage again the next day. So you've got to be a little bit crazy, a little bit mental, and you, above all else, have to really want to do it more than anything else.
Shappi says you need a very thick skin, which means you're not easily made unhappy by criticism. The opposite of this is to have a thin skin, which means that you become unhappy very quickly if criticised. She also says that you need to have a lot of confidence. You need to be certain of your own abilities. Shappi says that you need to be able to take rejection well. You have to accept that others don't like or don't accept or agree with what you're doing.
He's got a very thick skin. He never notices when people are laughing at him.
She always gets upset when people criticise her. She's got a very thin skin.
When he wasn't picked for the national team, he took the rejection very well.
As well as these qualities, Shappi says that stand-up comedians need to have a bit of madness about them too. She uses two other words which also mean a little mad. Those words are crazy and mental.
BBC Learning English.
Shappi goes on to talk about how you can learn the skill of becoming a stand-up comedian. How can you learn how to do it?
Obviously, it's not a job that you can study at college. You have to learn on the job. But if you stick at it for long enough, and if you do just get better and better, the difference between stand-up comedy and other art forms like acting, for example, you can be the best actor in the whole world but not get a job. But as long as you're a good stand-up, you'll always earn a living. So actually, it's a really good living. It's a bit like being a bricklayer. It's a skill that you have, and as long as no one tears your tongue out, you can always make a living from it.
Well, according to Shappi, you need to learn on the job, which means you can't learn how to do it at college. You have to learn the skills while doing the job. She says that if you stick at it for long enough, if you carry on doing it for long enough, then you just get better and better. You improve all the time. Shappi believes that you can always earn or make a living from stand-up. You can always support yourself and get enough money to live on. So what would be her advice to people wanting to become stand-up comics? What does she say?
My advice would be to watch as much comedy, as much live comedy as you can, and learn from it and just start doing it. Get 3 or 4 minutes of material together and just perform it and die, and perform it and die, perform it and die, because that's the only way you're going to learn.
And what do you mean by die?
Dying is when you're on stage and nobody laughs. And it's called dying because it feels like death.
Well, Shappi's advice to aspiring stand-ups, if you aspire to do something, then you really want to do it. Her advice is to watch a lot of stand-up comedians performing and then start performing yourself. Perform it and die, she says. By this, she means tell your jokes and get used to people not laughing at them. So I suppose that's what she means by comics needing to have a thick skin. They have to get used to people not laughing at their jokes, but carry on performing anyway. Well, I'm afraid we can't carry on anymore, so join us again next time.
bbclearningenglish.com